There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome back to Drive Live. We're talking about GamesCon. It all kicks off tomorrow, so if you're a gaming fan, stay tuned for what is to come. We're joined by DC Douglas. Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Wow. if you don't know much about gaming, DC Douglas, tell us what you do. I mean, I think that little intro gave us a flavor of what you're about.
I am basically a dork. No, I'm a Los Angeles-based actor, and video game-wise, I'm probably primarily known as doing the voice of Albert Wesker in the last seven video games. Actually, this year marks 10 years of being Albert Wesker. And then also the Mass Effect trilogy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Mass Effect trilogy, I'm in 2 and 3 as Legion, who does have a soul, for those of you who know.
Voice is hypnotizing.
Well, thank you very much.
You two need a room, I'm just saying. Studio's next door. Studio B is available, just saying.
Nick Rago from Take Radar has to say because he does know a little bit about
a little bit
more than we do. But Ahmed Al-Nasheed is also here. Thank you very much for joining us. I guess that billing you is maybe the right way to say bringing the focus on local talent. Yep. You sort of work with a lot of the games companies. You're a brand ambassador for things like FIFA, and
Star Wars.
Yeah. You're really trying to show that there's a lot of talent here, and there's a big market to be tapped into. I guess.
I think in the region, a lot of gamers are growing up but trying to see themselves working in this industry, and I'm trying to be in the middle, trying to be between the companies and the community here, and trying to give them a voice.
Because I mean, Ahmed, I've known you for a couple of years, and obviously when you first started a YouTube channel, there was a very small gaming community here in the Middle East, and you look at it now, and it's literally it's catapulted people to fame, and it's gotten so much more attention. And my question is where do you see it going? Do you still see more and more publishers investing in the region? Do you see more and more YouTubers getting on board and trying to reach the point in which you are as well?
I think when we started, it was all about trying to make as many videos as we can, because with YouTube, you used to make a lot of money, and that's what made people do video games, because it's the easiest. Now they switch to pranks, to everything else. I see the market change where video games will change with it. Mm-hmm. So the way you market video games in this region, it won't be YouTube, it won't be TV, it might be Snapchat, it might be Instagram, it might be something quick, something that will go with what the region really see, what they're using right now.
Yeah, and you said that you also love Star Wars a lot. And
I love Star Wars.
So you've obviously played the latest game. We were just talking about it.
I was part of it. I'm credited in the game.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. And so what are your thoughts on the game and what's been happening with it lately?
The game is awesome, and I think with the company right now, they're trying to see what they can do with it. I think it's a perfect game when it comes to with mechanics, and when it comes to the graphics, everything about it is perfect. It's something that the gamers who love Star Wars, deserve. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to everything else, I think that's where the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to talk about anything.
No, of course. Of course.
Let me ask you, this is something, Comic-Con has grown. Nick, you're involved in games conventions. You're somebody that follows this. You've run games conventions. I know that this is something that we're starting to see really grow here. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil DC is now a movie franchise, a massive franchise of video games. In the US, it is perfectly logical, and to have employment as a gamer is a perfectly logical thing to do and accepted compared to the region here, I suppose. But my question would be, how do you see, coming from LA to the Middle East, with the experience that you have in the US, talking to professional gamers, how can you compare the two for us, just for a moment?
Oh, shucks. I mean, you mean compare what it is to be a gamer?
Attitudes to gaming, really.
Oh, I literally got off a plane 12 hours ago.
Oh, so we just dragged you off the beach to bring you. All right, let me give that to Ahmed then.
Yeah. Well, I don't think gaming is different between the States and here. I've been going.
Really?
Yeah, I've been going with Nick around for the past 10 years.
I deny everything.
Yeah.
I deny everything. But yeah,
we've been traveling together for 10 years, and we went to every gaming convention, whether it's in LA, E3, or Gamescom in Germany, or events here, Games. I think gamers all alike. They love to play video games, and they love to be involved. They want to to have a voice. That's the thing. And I think the most vocal people are the gamers.
The other thing, too, I would say, what I would say on this is, because I have traveled around to UK, Canada, and then around the US and whatnot, but one of the things that I find beautiful about gaming, and a lot of these subcultures, including anime and whatnot, is that these people find each other online. There is like-mindedness where they can and exchange their thoughts and feelings about games, philosophies within these games, in a way, and have a dialogue in a way that they can't necessarily have with the person down the street or their family that kind of thing. But that it's that's the unifying thing, is that through these games, people around the world actually seem to connect in a way that you wouldn't necessarily expect, that you wouldn't have found, you know, prior to games. I hope I'm making sense.
It makes perfect sense. It's a way to connect and find like-minded people, whether it's in virtual reality or in real life. But Ahmed, I guess I want to ask you this. Yeah. This all kicks off tomorrow. It takes place in Abu Dhabi. What kind of things, if someone's a big fan of you, wants to know more about how to maybe even be like you one day, get involved in gaming, use it as a profession, what kind of opportunities are there at GamesCon over the weekend?
There's going to be a lot of workshops of people like talking about how it is to be a voice actor, how it is to be like a YouTuber in the gaming industry, how to be like involved in this industry in general. And in the main stage, we're going to have a cosplay competition. We're going to have like people like LEA, who is like, who have around 3 world records in video games. He's a professional Call of Duty player. And we're going to have like Minecraft. We're going to have a lot of these video games, and you can play with the fans. Like all these guys will like the YouTubers and the stars will play with the fans. For me, I'll play Star Wars and I'll play FIFA on stage with them.
So my question, DC, is as a voice actor, this is something I ask anybody who's in that industry, because it's when you're on screen, if you're acting against someone, you can bounce off someone's energy, you kind of play off the set and everything. Right. But when you're in a 4x3 cube with a microphone in front of you and a script, and that's literally all you have, how are you able to, you know, necessarily invoke that, the aura of that character, and really get into it so that you can translate what your voice can translate what that character is going through in a game?
Well, you know, it's a collaborative process. So you have also it requires a good background in acting. So people think that you can just immediately jump into doing voiceover in games or dubbing whatnot, and you really need to have a background and understanding how to break down a script, a character arc, and whatnot. And then when you have that, then it's easier. So for instance, when you step into the studio, it's getting different now, but it used to be that you'd get an Excel spreadsheet with just your lines, having no idea who you're responding to and why you're responding, which is why you listen to play the games in the 90s, and a lot of the acting is not necessarily the best. And it's because of that, and it's also because even the director may not know what you're responding to, and they'll ask the producer, who goes, Bob might know, let me call, and they don't necessarily know. So you'll do it 3 different ways. Pretend that you're in battle. Now pretend you're just talking to them next door. You know, so like you have to change your do 3 different various takes to try to make it work. That's how it used to be. Now, it's a change, and EA is a big part of this, where you'd get a breakdown as to what the scene is about. And then sometimes you would have the previous line of what the person has said, so you know what you're responding to. And so it becomes much more cinematic in the acting, and that's where Mass Effect, the acting is so good because of that. And other games are now starting to do that. And also, everyone's just, you know, more hip to the fact that we need to know at least what's going on in the scene, even if we can't have the actual dialogue. But as far as an actor, it is still a bit of a challenge, because when it comes to television or films, or even in obviously theater, you get the script beforehand. You know what's going on. You know what they're saying in response and all of that. But in voiceover, we don't get to see it because everyone's scared that the ideas are going to get ripped off. So you don't see it until you walk into the studio and they go, here's your script. This is what the scene's about. And line 1, go. So that's why I say the acting background is super important before you jump into the booth.
And do you have a favorite character from everyone you've voiced?
Oh my gosh! Oh. You see, I love them all for different reasons.
Oh, you don't. That's what people have children
like
kids.
Say. No. Albert Wesker brought me most.
Pick one.
Albert Wesker brought me a lot. I'm like, okay, Albert Wesker. I have to go with him because he brought me the most fans I ever had. Yeah.
Can I just ask? Do you ever walk through, say, like an airport or somewhere, and someone goes, is Albert?
No, usually. Except all of a sudden, I was in Arizona, and my flight got bumped. I was really angry. I'm yelling on the phone trying to get them, because it was like twice in a row it had happened, and I'm stuck in Arizona, and I'd been coming from Washington. Washington. I was going to LA and somehow I'm in Arizona. So I'm really angry. I'm yelling on the phone as I'm walking down this terminal, busy terminal. A guy in line to get on a plane turns around and goes, "You're the voice." And I'm like, so while I'm really angry, I have to stop for a moment going, "Wow, I'm really being recognized by my voice." And now the funny thing was, is that he just comes over, quickly shakes my hand, and then runs back into line. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a good mood talking to the lady on the phone. But anyway, that night, I get online, and he's posted on my Facebook, and he goes, "So cool, I get to meet DC, the voice of," and then like some of the character I've never voiced. Oh. Like, everyone's responding to the guy going, "He doesn't do that voice."
So close to a perfect moment, but
almost,
yet so
exactly,
far away.
Exactly.
Oh, well, for all this kind of fun and more, GamesCon kicks off tomorrow. That's at Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Center. Tickets still available. First of all, Ahmed, thank you very much for
You're
joining
welcome.
Us. Hope it goes well this weekend. And DC Douglas, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
For
this was ticklish.
You like that,
I'm
didn't
tickled,
you?
Yes. Well and truly tickled.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.